I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A massive earthquake measuring 8.0 on the Richter scale hit the Solomon Islands Monday. It leveled buildings and the resulting tsunami sucked homes into the sea. World Vision's Frida Khanna says many were affected.
At least 60,000 or more people affected. Up to 20 villages have been completely washed away. And World Vision and other organizations are planning to deliver water, food, and shelter.
World Vision's reaching out as the hands and feet of Christ. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, next week, Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley will be tackling the graft and corruption in Kenya's economic system through their Marketplace Missions conferences. Shibley says Kenya's economic situation won't change overnight, but they're encouraging these Christians to be forward thinkers.
They're sowing seeds for their sons and daughters and their grandchildren and the nation that they will inherit one day by one person at a time, building into the spiritual capital, doing transactions from a godly perspective by integrating faith into their day-to-day business operation.
And the deadline for donating to Book of Hope's Easter outreach is April 8th. Thanks to a matching fund, they can now double your gifts. This Easter, they'll be airing the Indian version of the Godman film on cable TV to millions across India. They also expect to reach 2 million youth with a printed Book of Hope. You can donate instantly online by visiting our website. They're also asking you to pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global's making available First Call's reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns. Get your free CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.